The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
It all started in the late 90s. Buena Vista wanted to build a golf course to bring in tourism dollars. The city sold bonds to finance it and covered the bondholders with a policy from ACA. For security, they put up City Hall and the police station. Revenue from the golf course never came close to expectations, and Buena Vista found itself unable to pay the premiums on the insurance policy. The city stopped making payments 6 months ago and asked ACA to negotiate a settlement. City Attorney Brian Kearney says the two sides met in April, and what came out of that meeting was...
Nothing. I mean, other than we expressed our desire to negotiate and try to resolve this matter in a businesslike way. And they said they would go back to New York, meet with their board, and get back to us. This is their response to that.
That response being a tersely worded 7-page letter that details the consequences for Buena Vista if it doesn't pay its premiums, extreme difficulty in financing anything else, and loss of City Hall and police headquarters. According to Kearney, the city has discovered it would indeed be able to access financing, and he says there are plenty of other places to move city offices if they have to. ACA wants the letter read to City Council at its next meeting. Kearney thinks he knows what council's response will be.
I would assume the response is going to be that we stand ready and willing to talk at any time. If they want to come again and meet, we would love to sit down and talk to you about resolving it.
Which may not be what the insurance company wants to hear. I'm Fred Eccles.